Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies in the upper 20s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower teens. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, for Christmas, sunny skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 20s. For Saturday, sunny skies, temps lower 50s. Right now, it's 18.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Police in Wichita say a police officer fatally shot a bank robbery suspect after the man rammed a stolen pickup truck into the officer's patrol cruiser. Paul Peraza was killed Monday after allegedly robbing the Golden Plains Credit Union and leading police on a chase that ended in a crash. Police say after striking an SUV, Peraza put the truck in reverse and then struck a police cruiser, prompting the officer to fire the fatal shots. The officer is now on leave pending an investigation. Police say Peraza had previous bank robbery convictions in California and Oklahoma. Other law enforcement news, the Lawrence Police Department planning a new special victims unit that will focus largely on cases of physical abuse. The department said this week that the main focus of the new division will be crimes such as those involving children and domestic violence. And Kansas weather forecasters not calling for a white Christmas, but also not calling for yesterday's winds. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too good to be true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
Happy holidays from KTV. In a year of unknowns, one thing is certain. Cake appreciates our many loyal viewers throughout Cakeland. We want to wish you great cheer and a happy new year. Whatever 2021 will bring, know that Cake will be there with the latest developments in breaking news and severe weather. So, from our family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy, and have a happy holiday. Cake, always on your side.
The El Dorado Correctional Facility said yesterday that one of its employees died due to complications of COVID-19. The correctional facility said that Unit Team Supervisor Gabe Morales began his career with the KDOC at the Winfield Correctional Facility in 2014. The Hutchinson Post reports that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment currently lists the El Dorado Correctional Facility as a COVID-19 cluster site with 50 new cases over the last 14 days. Kansas health officials say the number of positive coronavirus test results went up by a margin of 5,089 in the two-day period of Monday to yesterday. That brings the state's total since the pandemic began to 209,689. Also since Monday, the state reporting another 59 Kansans who lost their lives due to COVID. The state's death toll now at 2,507. Also in that two-day time frame, another 157 Kansans were hospitalized with COVID-19. Mid-America Network News.
From the professional carpenter and mechanic to the weekend handyman, Hometown Lumber and Hardware has great Christmas gift ideas. The December Doorbusters include a 90-piece tool set for $39.99 or a Milwaukee 7 1/4-inch circular saw for $209.99. That's a $4 savings. Or save $20 on a Milwaukee 18-volt half-inch high-torque impact wrench, now only $229.99. Hurry while supplies last at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday and Merry Christmas. The state of Nebraska further relaxed the state's social distancing restrictions because the number of people hospitalized with coronavirus has continued to decline. Governor Pete Ricketts said yesterday that the rules would be eased because less than 15% of the state's hospital beds have been occupied by virus patients over the past week. The new rules take effect today and will allow indoor gatherings up to 75% of a building's capacity, up from the current 50%, and the restrictions on elective surgeries will also be lifted. Rules requiring people at bars and restaurants to remain seated will also be eliminated. For frontline meat and poultry workers to be amongst the first to be vaccinated after healthcare workers and those in long-term care facilities. That, according to a federal guidance approved by the CDC. The president and CEO of the Meat Institute urged state governments to follow the CDC's decision. Mid-America Network News.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID cases in Marshall County are stable at 62 reported Monday, with three currently hospitalized and now 21 deaths related. These numbers virtually identical to a week ago, as is Washington County with 19 active cases this week, no current hospitalizations, and eight COVID-related deaths to date. In Nemahal County, another two COVID-related fatalities have been reported over the past week, both over age 65, bringing the total to date 45. Just 44 active cases remain in Nemahal County, which had peaked at 261 5 weeks ago. The state of Nebraska, effective today, is relaxing some restrictions with social distancing rules that had been restrictions now listed as guidance. Hospitalization rates for COVID at less than 15% of capacity for over a week prompted the change. Still, health officials remind that with holiday activities on the rise, keep you and your loved ones safe this season by limiting crowds and close exposures, wearing a mask, and frequent hand washing and sanitization. During this holiday season, the effects of the prolonged pandemic may be pronounced for many, according to Susan Jordaning, Pawnee Mental Health Specialist.
It does add to a little bit of the depression, but with the use of Zoom or some other televideo through maybe Facebook Messenger or some other format like that, families are still trying to stay connected, so that's a really positive for technology and the advances we've had. So that's a benefit, but it is definitely difficult and definitely stressful for families right now.
Susan Jordaning highlights things you can do to help your mental health.
Now, it's important to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of ourselves, making sure that we're still having contact with people, whether it be through phone or through Zoom. In person is generally a more positive way, you know, using, of course, the COVID recommendations of social distancing and face masks. We still can have the social interaction we need, but utilizing the time to maybe building bonds within your family. So just self-care activities, going for a walk, deep breathing, anything that's relaxing and calming and soothing is recommended for sure. It's necessary, I think, at this point.
Finally, we are reminded, do not forget the positives among the challenges.
This is a perfect time as we're approaching these holidays of being grateful and looking at what we have and, you know, focusing on the positives in our lives can really help make us more aware of what we have and can increase positivity and happiness overall. It's a good time to really reflect on what we do have versus what we don't have, and being able to focus on those positives can help your mental health. It's important for people to stay in a positive mindset.
Christmas programming notes. KNDY will air the holiday program recorded by the Marysville High School Choir and vocal groups this evening at 5:30 during our evening news block. At 6, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative program Home for the Holidays continues on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYradio.com with Christmas songs, stories, and recollections from Marshall County residents. The entire series will be replayed as part of an encore performance all day Friday, Christmas Day, from 8 to 5, with the final new edition airing at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Again on AM 1570, FM 94.1. June A. Elsie, age 97, of Hollenburg, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service is planned Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Fairbury City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 6, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for June, Elsie. Daryl L. Newhart, age 63, of Seneca, formerly of the Waterville Blue Rapids area, passed away December 20th. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 3, at the Popkus Memorial Chapel in Seneca. A memorial service is planned at a later date in Pennsylvania. Popkus Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Daryl Newhart.
Private graveside services are set for Saturday, January 9th at the Marysville City Cemetery for Richard O. Smith, age 82, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville. Smith was a longtime science teacher and coached the Marysville schools. He passed away December 16th at Topeka. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Richard O. Smith.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
United Bank and Trust will close at noon Christmas Eve and will be closed Christmas Day and Saturday.
Treat yourself to some Christmas goodies. Stop by my sister's closet in Waterville for cozy Christmas outfits, fun accessories, and find a stocking to stuff at the stocking bar. Get the stocking and 10 items to put in it for only $11. Make sure you get the clothes you want for prices a lot lower than retail. Shop at my sister's closet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, yesterday we saw a powerful low-pressure system move across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some gusty winds along with it. This low is now off to the east. We have an upper-level trough overhead, Arctic system bringing us some very chilly temperatures across the central and upper parts of the Midwest for today, continuing into tonight. High-pressure system lingers as we head into Christmas Day and will continue to see dry weather all the way through the weekend, a little bit warmer temperatures. So across the area for this Christmas Eve, sunny skies in the upper 20s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower teens. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Christmas Day, sunny skies, mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 20s. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, temps in the lower 50s. That's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late December, 41. Record high on this date, 66. The average low, 18. The record low, 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:45. Sunset this evening at 5:09. It's 18 degrees. Winds have calmed overnight. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Christmas Eve, Thursday, the 24th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Down at Reflections in Marysville, Santa has your Christmas thrill. Lots of Melissa and Doug toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Down at Reflections, click, click, click. Shop for your family like good Saint Nick. Shop for gifts for all galore, mugs and frames and home decor, candles and soaps, then things for him. Make it festive to the brim. Reflections is open 7 days a week through Christmas.
RX Drugstore in Marysville reminds you to bring in any updated insurance cards early as they plan for 2021. Prescription and insurance cards are always welcome, and they'll certainly assist you in finding the very best value for your medications. Always offering the very finest in personal care and service, your Health Mart Pharmacy is RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
The Yuletide season is upon us, and Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center would like to wish family and friends and patients alike a holiday filled with peace, love, and joy. Have a safe and Merry Christmas to everyone near and far. From the caring staff at Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center in Beatrice.
Houston, we have a problem. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. COVID-19 already impacting the NBA not even 2 days into the new season. The Rockets' season opener against the Thunder was shelved Wednesday night after the league said Houston did not have the minimum number of available players. Three Rockets players have either tested positive or received inconclusive test results. Four others are quarantining due to contact tracing. The league has also fined James Harden $50,000 after an online video showed him maskless at a Houston nightclub. On the hardboards, the bank was open long enough for Jason Tatum to cash in for the Celtics in crunch time.
5 seconds to go. Tatum steps to his left, launches a three, banks it in! He banked it in with 0.4 seconds remaining.
The call on WBZ, Tatum's three-pointer would be the game-deciding shot after Giannis Antetokounmpo missed the potential tying free throw. Celtics edged the Bucks 122-121. A late surge helped the 76ers spoil Russell Westbrook's debut with the Wizards.
Shake off an Embiid screen beyond the arc. Bounces to Joel, top of the key. Embiid angling to the left side. Fakes. Drives on Bryant. Down low. Banks it up and in.
On WPEN, Joel Embiid scored 15 of his 29 points in the fourth quarter and grabbed 14 rebounds as he powered Philly to a 113-107 win over Washington. With a heavy heart, Karl-Anthony Towns carried the Timberwolves across the finish line.
Russell off the Towns screen, nothing develops. Ricky, top of the key, out to Towns, left side. Three ball on the way. He got it. The Timberwolves, for the first time tonight, have the lead.
On WCCO, playing in his first game since his mother died from COVID last spring, Towns' double-double, 22-11, helped Minnesota rally from multiple double-digit deficits to beat the Detroit Pistons 111-101. The Suns held off the Mavericks 106-102, Kings topped the Nuggets in overtime 124-122, and the Hawks rolled over the Bulls 124-104. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. A strong positive day on Wednesday for the futures markets. Corn, wheat, soybeans all did nicely, and the livestock complex performed pretty well also. Let's take a look at how things wrapped up. March corn up 3 3/4 at 447 1/4. May up 3 3/4 at 448 1/4. March Kansas City wheat up 8 3/4 at 588. May was up 8.5 at 591. Double-digit gains in the front months for Chicago wheat. So a very strong day for wheat. January soybeans up 11.5 at 1258 3/4. March beans up 10 at 1260. Soybean meal did nicely. January up 620 at 421.20. March up 470 at 419 even. January soy oil was up 80 at 41.35. March was up 65 at 40.61. So a strong day across the soy complex. Corn and wheat did nicely also. December live cattle up 160 at 111.92. Feb up 127 at 114.72. January feeders up 37 at 140.27. March up 7 at 141.95. All the back months were green in both fat cattle and feeder cattle. February hogs up 182 at 67.85. April hogs up 127 at 71.30. So we did see some positives all the way across in the livestock complex. Cotton had a good day. March cotton up 132, 76.14. May up 131 at 76.74. So some strong movement there. And we saw some plus signs with the metals. December gold up 1220 at 1878.80. We saw some plus signs with silver, copper, and platinum as we wrapped up the day on Wednesday. Keep in mind, Christmas Eve today, markets will close early, so we're working on a shortened day, and then, of course, everything shut down for the Christmas holiday on Friday. But Wednesday, all in all, a great day as far as the futures markets are concerned. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson announcing the food and ag provisions in this week's COVID-19 relief package. In addition to a 15% increase in benefits for recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for up to 6 months, Peterson points out specifically to the inclusion of support for those who were left out of earlier assistance. Those include contract livestock and poultry growers, ethanol producers that saw a drop in demand, and livestock and poultry producers who had to depopulate herds and flocks because of supply chain disruptions. The bill also contains assistance for dairy farmers, funding for small and mid-sized livestock processors to attain federal inspection to accommodate increased demand and animal health work, and grants to state departments of agriculture for ongoing farm stress programs. Peterson said this isn't a perfect bill, but reflects a compromise that goes a long way toward getting us through the hard time and back to normal. Federal guidance is suggesting essential workers should be the next to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. That includes meat packers and farm workers. The Center for Disease Control Advisory Committee voted in favor of a blueprint for essential workers, and people over 75 have recipients of the vaccine in the next phase. North American Meat Institute President and CEO Juliana Potts said priority access to vaccines is a critical step for the long-term safety and the selflessness frontline meat and poultry workers who've kept Americans' refrigerators full and the farm economy working. She says the $1.5 billion in COVID-19 preventions and supports implemented since the early stages of the pandemic have reversed COVID-19 impact on meat and poultry workers. She adds the Meat Institute members stand ready to support vaccination for a diverse workforce, which will also deliver wide-ranging health benefits in rural and high-risk communities. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The soybean market has sure been an interesting one this year. We were stuck at about $8 early on and didn't know if we were ever going to budge off of that. But then it got up into the 9s and then 10s, 11s, and then 12s. What's next? After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation. Foundation is here to help.
Dale Dirkholz is back again today. He is with Grain Cycles and follows all of the agricultural commodities. Today, let's focus on soybeans, and soybean exports have certainly been driving that market. Is that going to be continuing, Dale?
You know, the export, people have talked about sales, but, you know, in both corn and beans, you know, at this point in time, we really need to keep an eye on what's going on in the shipment sector. And beans, I've been looking at 2016, 2017 as kind of a guideline for the pattern. Corn, actually, I've been looking at 2015, 2016, I think it is, you know, for the driver of the pattern. But in the beans, you know, that pattern of 2016, 2017, we're basically following lockstep at this point. And so far, you'd have to say, we're not going to see exports necessarily any stronger than what the USDA has already got built into their balance table. So even though sales are strong, just like we've seen the last couple of weeks, sales have just kind of flattened out. And you know, we're not really selling much at all. I think we've sold the total the last 2 weeks in beans somewhere around 40 million bushel or something like that. So it's really kind of died on the vine here temporarily. And I think that's high prices. I think it's also South America.
Okay, Dale, crystal ball time now. What is your price target for beans next spring?
That's a hard one. If we get good rains in South America, we may have seen the high in beans already at a $12 bill. I'm real concerned about that at this point. And, you know, I'd say quickly, people need to take a look at maybe starting some pricing of 2021 crops too, corn and beans both.
Dale Dirkholz of Grain Cycles. You can follow him on Twitter at @grain_cycles. Let's take a minute to talk about a significant change as a result of the November elections. And not only are we getting a new president, we are getting a new chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. Colin Peterson, a longtime representative from Minnesota, had been the chairman. He was defeated in the election. So Congressman David Scott of Georgia is taking over as chairman of the House Ag Committee. He was born on a farm in South Carolina, and he has the distinction of being the first African-American to chair that committee. Among the things on his to-do list, a 2023 farm bill. The important work to do for David Scott and other members of the House Ag Committee. Back after this.
I'm happy to have with us today Pat Arner, one of the agronomists for the Farmers Cooperative. Pat, what should producers consider this fall?
Producers should be after those resistant weeds through a fall herbicide application program. Now is the time to grid and soil sample, plus take advantage of special savings with our early cash seed discount. Farmers Cooperative is your partner in the field. See your Farmers Cooperative agronomy branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale Thursday, December 24th, Christmas Eve at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. They will have a regular sale to wrap up 2020 on New Year's Eve, December 31st. Contact Marysville Livestock Incorporated, any of their fieldmen for early consignment listings. Go online to find livestock listings as well at MarysvilleLivestock.com. Again, no sale Christmas Eve, December 24th. They will have their regular sale New Year's Eve, December 31st.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 18 degrees ahead of sunrise. Highs likely around 30 today with a warm-up into the weekend. Gusty winds yesterday snapped some power poles just west of Marysville. Shut down power for about an hour for many electric customers across from Marysville over toward Hanover. We were without power for about an hour early yesterday afternoon. Christmas Eve forecast, clear and cold.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid announced yesterday that running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire will probably be out for this Sunday's game against the Atlanta Falcons at Arrowhead Stadium. The early report is that Edwards-Helaire sustained hip and ankle injuries during last Sunday's game in New Orleans and had to be helped to the locker room without putting any weight on his left leg. The 13-1 Chiefs are currently the number one seed in the AFC, which would mean a first-round bye and home field advantage in the playoffs. On the college gridiron tomorrow, number 9 Wisconsin visiting number 12 Michigan State to highlight a Christmas Day schedule featuring four Big Ten matchups. The Big Ten's other Christmas Day games include Maryland at Purdue, number 19 Michigan at Nebraska, and number 4 Iowa at Minnesota. And all of us here at the Mid-America Network want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too good to be true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
The Rockets and Thunder were set to play their NBA season openers last night in Houston, but the game was postponed following coronavirus cases and James Harden's violation of the NBA COVID-19 protocols. That left the Rockets without the league-mandated 8 players available. The NBA said that 3 Rockets players had returned tests that were either positive or inconclusive, and that 4 other players were quarantined because of contact tracing. League also said that Harden was unavailable for the game because of a violation of health and safety protocols. Videos surfaced on social media showing that Harden was without a mask at a crowded party in a private event space on Tuesday night. The league has fined the former MVP $50,000. The big Sunday matchup for this weekend has the Kansas City Chiefs, the 13-1 Kansas City Chiefs, hosting the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. That game kicks off at high noon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Avid gardeners might say it's the most wonderful time of the year. Seed catalog season, that is. We will share our observations on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 24th. Christmas Eve is the 359th day of the year. Reclusive millionaire Howard Hughes was born on this day in 1905. Seed catalogs seem to arrive earlier each year, and we've already seen a few in the mailbox. While many retailers offer digital versions to download, most are still happy to send a printed catalog at your request. There's something about flipping through the pages to escape winter for a while, learn a little history, and dream about the possibilities for next year's garden. Plus, they're chock full of gardening know-how. What better diversion for a winter-weary gardener during the post-holiday doldrums? That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Christmas programming notes. KNDY will air the holiday program recorded by the Marysville High School Choir and vocal groups this evening at 5:30 during our evening news block. At 6, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative program Home for the Holidays continues on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYradio.com with Christmas songs, stories, and recollections from Marshall County residents.